Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to Unexplained Extra with me, Richard McLean Smith. For the weeks in between episodes, we look at the stories that for one reason or other didn't make it into the show. In this week's episode, Where Darkness Plays, we touched briefly on the supernatural theories of the eminent Sir William Barrett. Sir William passed away in 1925. Roughly 40 years previously, however, he had been a founding member of a fascinating collective known as the Society for Psychical Research. Counting among its early members such luminary figures as Arthur Conan Doyle, Alfred Lord Tennyson, and John Ruskin, the Society had been established in an attempt to legitimize the investigation of paranormal phenomena. Rather than dismiss reports of strange occurrences that might not tally with conventional wisdom, the Society made it their mission to approach each case impartially, adopting a strict scientific method with each investigation. You might say they were nothing less than the original Ghostbusters. The Society for Psychical Research had been established in response to a peculiar craze that was sweeping the Western world. A craze that had its origins in a small wooden house in the hamlet of Hydesville, New York. In 1848, two sisters named Kate and Margaret Fox claimed to have made contact with the spirit of a dead man. The sisters alleged that the spirit had communicated with them through a series of knocks and bangs. In short, they professed to have made contact with a poltergeist, and in so doing, inadvertently created a movement that would come to be known as spiritualism. As news of the Fox sisters' incredible claims spread, it wasn't long before everybody, from the Romanovs to Queen Victoria, were conducting seances in an attempt to replicate the apparent communications with the dead. Inevitably, as the movement's popularity increased, so did the number of bogus mediums, psychics, and clairvoyants ever ready to take advantage of a gullible public. For the Society of Psychical Research, it was these charlatans that posed the biggest threat to what they believed was an otherwise perfectly legitimate area of study. It wasn't until 1886 that the Society established itself with the publication of what is now considered the first classic text of parapsychology. Titled Phantasms of the Living, the book was the work of three Oxbridge graduates, the psychologist Edmund Gurney, the poet Frederick Myers, and author and founder of the Fabian Society, Frank Podmore. The fascinating book, which can be found online, provides an exhaustive study of the paranormal, taking in witchcraft, dreams, hallucinations, telepathy, and of course, the poltergeist phenomena. In conclusion, the authors believed that rather than describing the workings of the spirits of the dead, all paranormal phenomena was merely the result of extrasensory perception. Or as Frederick Myers notes, instead of describing a ghost as a dead person permitted to communicate with the living, let us define it as a manifestation of persistent personal energy. The trio, who also went by the brilliantly titled Committee of Apparitions and Haunted Houses, soon caught the attention of controversial newspaper editor William Thomas Stead. Stead, a pioneer of investigative journalism, is perhaps most well known for a series of articles published in the Pall Mall Gazette exposing the dark underbelly of Victorian society and its proclivity for child prostitution. The articles not only help to raise the age of consent from 13 to 16, but are also considered to mark the birth, for better or worse, of something we now take completely for granted: the power of the media to influence public opinion. As a commentator on popular culture, Stead had grown increasingly interested in the spiritualist movement, and so it was to him that the society turned for their next extraordinary venture. Are you always taking care of your family? Do you often take care of others and not yourself? Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. You deserve it. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best, to feeling like yourself again. With Teladoc, you can speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video. Therapy appointments are available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time. If you feel overwhelmed sometimes, maybe you feel stressed or anxious, depressed or lonely, or you might be struggling with a personal or family issue, Teladoc can help. Teladoc is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy to change counsellors if needed, for free. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast. This time, a team consisting of Frederick Myers, Frank Podmore, Eleanor Sedgwick, and Alice Johnson, the Society Secretary, set about compiling the data for what would become known as the Census of Hallucination. Just as an aside, as was regrettably standard for the time and in many cases still is, the contribution of women was often criminally undervalued. But this was certainly not the case in the Society for Psychical Research. Eleanor Sedgwick in particular was a very highly regarded member of the Society and would later be elected its first female president in 1908. After 6 years of hard work, the Census of Hallucination was finally completed and the results were published in 1895 by William Stead in the Pall Mall Gazette. What the data revealed was nothing short of astounding. After collating the responses of over 17,000 participants, they found that as many as 10% of respondents had experienced some form of waking hallucination. After further cross-checking and verification, the team concluded that of the 1,700 reports that remained, at least 2% claimed to have experienced a hallucination that revealed information they were highly unlikely to have known before. Furthermore, many of the people who claimed such experiences had recently suffered a profound moment of crisis, suggesting that such occurrences may make the mind more receptive to such an experience. Although, of course, the validity of the research is wide open for debate, it remains a fascinating document. The Society for Psychical Research continues its work today, as ever, employing the rigours of science in its tireless investigation of paranormal phenomena. For the original committee of apparitions and haunted houses, their fates, however, were somewhat more tragic. Edmund Gurney had staked much of his reputation on his investigations into the existence of telepathy. In the spring of 1888, he discovered his assistant George Albert Smith had in fact faked many of his successful results. Broken-hearted by the deception, Gurney is believed to have taken his own life in the June of that year. In 1907, Frank Podmore was forced to resign from a senior position in the post office due in large part to the revelation that he was gay. Shunned by his family and friends, Podmore later drowned in the town of Malvern in 1910. Neither his family or any members of the society are believed to have attended his funeral. For William Thomas Stead, his fate was sealed as one of the 2,224 passengers of the maiden voyage of the Titanic, sinking beneath the freezing waters of the North Atlantic Ocean on the morning of April 15, 1912. And as for Frederick Myers, he died a peaceful death in Rome in 1901, or so was thought. Shortly before his death, the classicist Myers had informed his friends of his intentions to prove the existence of life after death by contacting them from beyond the grave. One such friend was the world-renowned physicist Sir Oliver Lodge. Not long after Myers passed away, Sir Oliver was contacted by a medium. She had a message for him, she said. It's from a man called Frederick Myers. What ensued over the course of several years was a series of messages supposedly relayed to mediums all over the world, none of whom had previously met. The obscure highbrow allusions and snippets of Latin verse contained in the messages meant little on their own, but when pieced together, were found to form a cohesive set of communications. Known as the cross correspondences, it is considered by many a compelling proof of life after death. All elements of Unexplained are produced by me, Richard McLean Smith. Please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, and feel free to get in touch with any thoughts or ideas regarding the stories you've heard on the show. Perhaps you have an explanation of your own you'd like to share. You can reach us online at unexplainedpodcast.com or on Twitter at unexplainedpod. Now it's time to take care of yourself, to make time for you. Teladoc gives you access to a licensed therapist to help you get back to feeling your best. Speak to a licensed therapist by phone or video anytime between 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. local time, 7 days a week. Teladoc therapy is available through most insurance or employers. Download the app or visit teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast today to get started. That's teladoc.com/unexplainedpodcast.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.